and all that you've got to be thankful for, all that you will treasure from 2018. I want to give you a challenge, and it might not last, but I want you to eat the chocolates on New Year's Eve as a kind of a digesting of the memories of 2018. Can you hold them till New Year's Eve, tomorrow even? So eat them sometime tomorrow. And as you do, as you open the box and take them out, that you think about those things, the memories that you'll treasure. And as you consume them, that you'll make a little prayer, Lord, thank you for all the good things. Can you do that? Father, thank you for 2018. Thank you, Lord, for the good things. Lord, it's not all been good, and we've acknowledged that this morning. There's been some things we didn't like at all. And yet you have blessed us beyond measure, and we thank you. And we thank you for your love for us that has been demonstrated in all of these things. Amen. So ponder. She treasured the things in her heart, and she pondered. Mary pondered. How do you ponder? Are you ponderous people? Ponderous people? Ponderous? Is that a word that's ever been used to describe you? Oh, she's very ponderous. I can guarantee it's never been used to describe me. Ponderous. But it's part of Mary's story. She was a ponderous lady. She pondered in her heart. So I want to ask this morning, how do you ponder? How do you think about things? How do you reflect on things? Are you good at that? Or do you make the same mistake again and again and again? There's a poem, which I was going to bring and I didn't, about a man walking down the road, and there's a hole in the road, and he falls into it, and he gets out and goes home again. And the next day he gets up and he walks down the road, and there's a hole in the road, and he falls into it, and he thinks, oh dear, this hole was here yesterday. So he gets out the hole and goes home. And then the next day he walks and he sees the hole, and he walks around it. And then the next day he wakes up and he remembers that the hole is there, and he goes another way. How do you learn? Do you learn by making the same mistake again and again and again? The danger is, if we don't stop and think about what we did wrong and what happened, nothing will change. We'll keep falling in that hole. So we're called to ponder, to reflect, to think about the way we do things and to learn new ways. Do you want to put the next slide up? When I was in theological college, we learned about theological reflection. Now, I don't know if anyone has ever stood here before and talked about theological reflection, or any reflection cycle for that matter. But it's an idea of learning and changing through learning. So when you ponder something, you change as a result of what's going on. And there's sort of three steps to it. One is you have an experience. So you have an experience, and the experience might have been that making that box was difficult. That might have been the experience this morning. And so you reflect on it. What could I have done better? What would have helped? It may have helped if I'd have had something to score the lines with, which would have made them fold easier. That would have been better. So you action it. So you think, right, I'm going to do that again, and I'm going to have something to score the lines. I'm going to make a better job of making that box. And then you've integrated it. You integrate it then. So every time you tell someone about making that box, you say, aha, you need something to score the lines. It makes it easier. Now, that is an obvious illustration, but it might be something in your life that say, well, if you're at school, I keep doing this. I keep falling out with my friend. I don't know what it is. I keep falling out. So I need to think about what is it? What is it about the both of us that get on each other's nerves? Because we like each other a lot, but actually we keep upsetting each other. So we need to think about it. Then an action needs to take place. Maybe a conversation like, do you know when you do that? I'm struggling with that because I don't like that. And then the integration is, well, hopefully you change or they change or together the relationship changes and you've learnt from that. So when it goes around the circle again, it's not the same. So this idea of what this sort of theological reflection cycle is a way of pondering so that we change, so that we don't keep making the same mistakes again and again and again. If you can think of something in your life where you're prone to make that mistake again and again and again, would this help to think, well, how can I now stop and ponder this and see difference in this? The thing about the theological reflection cycle is that it says we're encouraged to, like, when we've had the experience, when we reflect on it, in that reflection part, we think, well, actually, and this is that question, isn't it? What would Jesus do? What are the stories in the Bible that are a bit similar to this, where we can learn from other people's lessons, not just in the Bible, actually, but from history as well? Where have these things been around, where people have learned lessons that actually we're learning now? What are the stories in our own family? Was that what our mother used to do, our father used to do? Can we see that pattern within us and think, do we have to be like that? Let's do some reflection wider than the situation to how other people have learnt about this. So our action then is learning from the past, learning not just from our own mistakes, but from the mistakes other people make. And knowing that in the Bible there are so many stories. I love the Old Testament for people who make mistakes, don't you? The Old Testament is full of people who make mistakes. And they were used greatly by God. People who went off and murdered someone, went off and had a fling somewhere, went off and did all manner of things that were just unacceptable, and yet God used them. So we can learn from the Bible, from learning through these people's mistakes, and how we can change as a result. So I want to encourage you in 2019 to be ponderous, to learn and think again, to keep relearning and rethinking. I once heard someone say, the hardest thing to do is to learn something again that you've learned already. Because we kind of file everything in our heads. So we've got a view on, I'm going to say something now. You're going to cope with this. We've got a view on Brexit. Sorry. Okay. But the hardest thing to do is relearn it, to get it out and look at it again. Well, we've had a view. We know our view. But actually sometimes we're called to think again. Because maybe we need to relearn and change. Maybe it's something more personal to you. Maybe it's something in a relationship. Maybe it's something God's asking you to do that you're telling yourself you can't do. As we go into 2019, we go into 100 years of women in Baptist ministry. Ta-da! 100 years. But do you know what? We're still down on women in Baptist ministry. The Anglicans have had women in ministry for about, how long is it? About 20 years since they agreed that women could be ordained in ministry. We've had women in ministry for 100 years. Our statistics are we've got about 22% of women Baptist ministers. The Anglicans, after only 20 years, have got about 49%, 50%. What is it that we have to relearn within our churches about God calling women to ministry and the roles of women in the church? I'm not criticizing Bromsgrove Baptist Church, but some churches have got a lot to learn on this one. Because still, as regional ministers, we're sending churches profiles of women in ministry, women ministers. Some of our brilliant women, and the churches are going, no, it's a woman, she wears a dress. No, can't have that. We just need to relearn because God is calling people for ministry. And I wanted to say that this morning because maybe God's calling you, maybe part of your future is to think about this, to ponder God's calling on your life, whether you're a man or a woman. So just to think about that and to pray about that and to keep thinking about what God is saying to you. So that's the reflection cycle. That's what I want you to think and ponder. Mary pondered these things in her heart. She said, she went over and over it again as she watched Jesus growing up, as she watched him grow into the man he became, as she watched him leave home and form the disciples, as she ran after him and said, she didn't get a chance to say it because he wouldn't see her, but we know that she'd have taken him away because of what was going on in her fear for him. She pondered these things. She never forgot. So we are called to be like her, to ponder, to think. On the tables, there are some thought bubbles. Did you see them when you were making your boxes? Okay, so we're going to go back to the tables. And what are you pondering for 2019? What are you thinking of? What do you hope? What are your hopes and dreams? You might want to move house. You might want to have a baby. You might want to get married. You might want a quiet life in 2019. You might want a job. What are those things? If you could write on your speech bubbles, then Pauline's going to be over here and sticking them up around 2019. So go. Thank you.